Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you to survive in whatever system we're going to be forced into, if that is indeed the question. I am going to tell you that you absolutely need to prepare to be on your own. You may be forced to be on your own. The United Nations is playing an increasing role. We signed the Summit of the Future on September 22nd, and I think it's time that I produce an intervening, an intervening variable between that signing and what's going on now, and what I've begun to reveal about Arizona being ground zero. And I started to present some of that information yesterday. We're going to tie it all together here so you can see the directionality that I'm taking this. And I don't know how much time we have left for me to get the word out. Quite frankly, I'm not the only one that has this information. A couple of my colleagues, not some of my closer ones, but they're, let's say, hesitant for reasons of personal safety to divulge. I'm Dave Hodges, and you're at the Common Sense Show, and we are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I've actually been working against this in one form or another since 1980. I was just a young guy, but I found out about the Trilateral Commission because of Pat Wood's book he co-authored with Anthony Sutton. And man, did I realize we could be in big trouble. And I had had enough of good education. I mean, when I took my American government class in high school, I was actually taught how things were supposed to work. Kids don't get that today. Not in very many places. A few do, not many. I'm going to tell you right now that you need to store food, water, guns, gold, ammo, natural medicine, and tools. Dark days are ahead. I showed you something yesterday that was revelatory. I documented it. I've talked around it before. I had notions this was coming, and I gave you real specifics. And I started talking about this a few weeks ago, and it's within my spirit now to warn people, you've got to know the Lord, and you've got to be prepped. And there is no substitute for what I'm talking about. Let me talk to you about the gold very quickly, and you need to do this today. If you have a retirement in the bank, get it the hell out. Noble Gold can do that for you. You got bank account, leave operating capital in, but you need to diversify right now. Whatever new world order comes in, and if they're successful, they're not going to be able to counter a lot of your preps. Need to hide some of it, but they're not going to be totally able to counter this, and they know that. And this is why I'm telling you, let Noble Gold take care of the financial part. Your nest egg, you know, and it's just stuff that'll be off the record, stuff you won't have to report under the most extreme circumstances. Under the best circumstances, if a financial collapse is in our future, and many believe it is, you'll be positioned to get through this. Noble Gold can help you. They can help you today. I want you to call them at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Tell them Dave Hodges told you to call. They all know me. I've worked for them for 8 years. I've been a customer for seven. So I can issue this warning in good conscience. The FTC wants me to tell you that anytime you deal in an investment of any kind, that there are risks involved and that past performance can't be construed with future expectation of success. Hey, we're happily give that warning. The warning that should also have a corollary to it is the banks can rob you blind under Dodd-Frank 2010. You're in second place now. You're an unsecured creditor. Bring it up to a bank official. Watch how quickly they squirm. And they will. The purpose of what I'm bringing to you is to help make you aware so you can make the best decisions. If you know what kind of danger is coming, what they're capable of, you have a better chance to prep. And that's my purpose. Someone wrote to me and said, oh, you're just fear-mongering. Okay. Was it fear mongering when we warned about 9/11? Something like that was going to happen. Was it fear mongering when many of the people in the military knew we left our defenses open at Pearl Harbor on purpose? So we have an excuse to get into World War II and force Japan's hand. It's called the 8-point plan, by the way. Was that fear mongering? No. No. We live at a pivotal time. The United Nations hate you, and they hate this nation because you are the impediment to their new world order. Let me explain to you where things are at right now. We sit on the cusp of massive civil disruption, the kind of disruption in which martial law is carried out. The UN is poised, because of the Kigali principles, to lend military and financial aid to the present administration, which is on board with selling you out. They signed the Summit of the Future, agreeing to global governance, and they signed it on September 22nd this year. I read to you 15 of the major 148 guiding principles. I did a three-part series on it. I told you it was coming, and I reported on as it was happening, and I summed it up when it was over. And there's still people that don't want to believe it, but it's in the public record. Not one word in the mainstream media, not one. And honestly, on my side of the fence with regard to the alternative media, I'm shocked at how sparse the coverage was. Biden's handlers had this signed, and now they have to promote the civil disruption that will break down any resistance inside the United States. In March of next year, it is scheduled by UN Directive 0001 that the executive branch of this government will be taken over by the UN. Now, for that to happen, ladies and gentlemen, you have to have something so chaotic that the results of this election and the subsequent inauguration will be ignored. I want to remind you, we have, according to the Border Patrol, 100 to 200,000 terrorists in our country, hardcore sleeper cells. We have 10,000 Chinese crossing our border every month. These figures are not in dispute. I've shown you the pictures of the Chinese. I've shown you how they're a military outfit by their mannerisms. They will be unleashed. Yesterday, I began to talk about something I brought up a few weeks ago, Arizona's ground zero for the disruption, and it will spread. And I went through some things yesterday, and I showed you documentation that I've been sent. And what I showed you was just the tip of the iceberg. Trust me, you got maybe 2% of what I have. It's so volatile for my own safety, I've had to distribute it to non-alternative media sources, non-electronically. And this is what the gap was between the 3 weeks ago when I started talking about it, and now when I can show you the documentation. We're in big trouble. We're in very big trouble. One of the things that stood out to me was over 50, your health care is going to be very limited. Do you remember when we talked about 15-minute cities last year? And I said to you, there's something missing here. They have the details on how you'll live, what your diet will be, none of which is desirable, how you won't travel, how you'll be limited to three articles of clothing purchase every year. How you can travel one time, I believe it's in a 5-year period, and you can't go more than 500 miles from your home. You can't travel routinely more than 15 minutes from your home. And I said, with all this detail in your units that you live in have to be carbon friendly, zero emissions. And I said, you know, it's interesting, with all this detail, what's missing? And I backed up to today and I said, if I were to build an office building to support my business, and that building was going to be publicly available, I would have to have the handicap ramps, the guardrails, the bathrooms tailored, at least in part, for people with disabilities. If I dealt with the public on a routine basis, I would have to offer alternative services so they could reap the same benefit as people who aren't disabled. Well, don't we get in now to the elderly population? And I said, of all the regulations that are in place now that are humanitarian, designed to lift up those that are less fortunate, create a little bit more of a level playing field for them, none of that is in evidence in the 15-minute city concept that is the brainchild of UN think tanks. Why would that be? And I said, well, if they indeed are Fabian socialists, and this is what many of us feel that the ruling elite of the UN and our international banking system are, that if you don't put more into society than you take out, then you should be done away with. We have seen the rise of euthanasia for the most minor of deficiencies, such as mental illness that could be transitory. Depression is treatable in most cases. Yet people are euthanized in Canada for this, and it's come to places like Washington and Oregon. They're working on it in California. They're working on it in New York. Isn't that interesting? I predict this will culminate in genocide against the elderly. This all comes from, like I said, Fabian socialism, which basically was the product of Herbert Spencer in the 19th century, and it's one of the five pillars of modern sociology. And again, if you don't put more into society than you take out, there's no retirement, then you should be done away with. If you're not useful, you should be done away with. In some of the directives from 0001 from the UN, it's interesting. They talk about how they're going to replace university professors that aren't on board. They talk about how they're going to do the same with government bureaucrats. And if they're not on board, they'll be out of a job. It reminds me of the Puritans and their banishment. If you disagreed with religious doctrine, well, we're not going to kill you. Just leave. Oh, it's 20 below zero. And there's hostile Native Americans that are pissed off that we took their land. Take your choice. We can burn you at the stake or you can leave. This is what we're headed towards. I'm going to go through some of the UN directives here just to show you how quickly things are going to change, but I want to make sure that you hear this and understand this transition. And this is the key focal point of what I'm telling you. In March, according to their timetable, assuming they stay on schedule, they're taking over the military. And those of you, and I was a doubter for a while, that didn't think there was a white hat military, they know this at the top levels, and they're not on board. Tulsi Gabbard knows what I'm telling you. RFK Jr. knows what I'm telling you. He's choosing to focus on a specific area, but they know. Because what else would explain why those two and Elon Musk, who did not like Donald Trump, hates the GOP, hates MAGA, or they did, spoke against it with vehemence, and now they're partnered. They're afraid. They know what's coming. Why do you think Trump would be appointing slash and burn nominees? John Thune will have UN and CIA officials hanging out with him to make sure there's no recess appointments. And they'll lobby against these people like Matt Gaetz, Tulsi Gabbard. They don't want these people in there because they might be able to block what's coming. I think it's an uphill battle because, as we're seeing in Arizona, and what I showed you yesterday, and what Paul Preston has and what others have, We are in very, very dire straits. So you say, well, Dave, don't leave us without hope. I agree. And I've told you, how do you tell the good ones in the alternative media from the disinfo that are only designed to scare you and induce learned helplessness? Because they never give you a way out. I admit some of my solutions, call your rep, let them know, do this. They're simplistic. And sometimes there aren't solutions that are readily available because sometimes the problems are too complex for a simple solution. But I try to never leave you high and dry. And this is one of those times. And I'm going to start, or I should say, I'm going to finish where I began. Number one, the book of Matthew is quite clear that if you know the Lord, he will not depart from you. You'll never be given more than you can handle. That's where you need to start. And some of you say, oh, I don't need that God stuff, Dave. I need practical solutions. Well, that's not just practical, it's spiritual. You're in a spiritual war just as much as you're in a physical battle. The second thing that you must do is prepare to be on your own. Because your mechanisms of support, if these people get their way, and I can tell you the Trump administration is fighting tooth and nail against this. But if they get their way, you'll bend to their will, and they still may not want you based on past behavior, or you can exist outside the system. And there will be resistance. There'll be people in official capacities. We already see them. But I'm talking, there'll be military. There'll be organized military that will fight against this. Whether or not they'll be successful, I don't know. The one thing I do know is this, and this is fatalistic but hopeful at the same time. If we are destined to defeat, and I'm talking MAGA, resistance to the globalists, resistance to Satan, and the coming of the Antichrist, if we are to be successful, there's no substitute for being one with Jesus. But you've got to take positive steps too. I have friends that have dropped out. They don't want anything to do with politics. They don't want anything to do with any resistance. Let God be God. I agree. God needs to be God, and we need to let him be God. But God put us here with a free will and the ability to do things. And I'm certain when I say that he expects us to do our part. The darkest days of America are upon us. But they're not without hope. And I will be proven to be right, much to my chagrin. As I say these words, I wished I could stand next to someone and say, well, Dave, you're wrong here, you're wrong here, you're wrong here. And gee, the Democrats are bad, but they're not going to do all the things that we've talked about. It ain't going to be up to the Democrats. Read the summit of the future, United Nations. Read what we signed. Let me leave you with a couple of excerpts. Before I read this to you, I just want to make sure you hear me say this very clearly, that someone contacted me last night by email. And Dave, I'm going to this place for vacation for Thanksgiving. I've read what you said about Arizona. It's in the proximity, by the way. Should I go? My answer is this, and this is what our family has decided. Until the danger is imminent and apparent, and we could get caught off guard by taking that approach, I fully admit that, you still have to live your life. These people wanted to subjugate humanity at the beginning of the century. That was Agenda 21, 21st century. In the year 2000, this is what they wanted to do. They're significantly behind schedule. And it doesn't mean that they're not going to remain behind schedule. They're racing against something. And I have a feeling it's the tribulation and the second coming of Christ. And I think they're in a panic over this. And this is why the rapidity of what they're doing. I don't know, but that's what my logic tells me. But I want to just read to you one thing that's part of this directive. And when I was reading these documents to you back in August, that the UN was proposing that we sign as a nation and all nations, basically they used the term global governance over and over. What do you think that means? That your vote doesn't mean a damn thing, because your leaders are bound by international laws regulated by the United Nations. They actually call it the UNCC now. All right, I'm going to read to you just one snippet here of this. On the 5th of July, 2025, all nations will commence to repaint all ships, aircraft, vehicles, both military and civilian, to the United Nations blue colors, as has already been completed in other nations of the world. Aircraft, ships, and vehicles numbering will remain as is, with the exception that the UN wording will precede all letters and numbers. You are further instructed to make preparations to change all uniforms for both military and civil police units to the United Nations light blue colors. I've known about this for some time. Why do you think when I showed you the Chicago riot police coming out briefly a few months ago, I said, look at light blue. Maybe it's a coincidence, but I knew about this and I said, this is something that you need to be aware of. I'll read to you one more and then we'll close. All instructions and directives from the UN Security Council or United Nations representatives will be understood to be applicable to the entire former nation or nations and will be enforced throughout all areas and locations. That's what they mean in that summit of the future by global governance. Failure to comply or resist will be met by violent force if necessary, and those not in compliance should expect to be, well, you get the idea. This is not a peaceful takeover. This is a hostile takeover. They need to promote the controversy. This is the punchline that will lead to martial law, suspension of transfer of power under the guise of protecting people, and all they have to do is make it to March. The dots are connecting. You can choose to ignore it. You can write me a comment that says, Dave, you're fear-mongering. Okay, all I got to say is please go read Summit of the Future. 148 points. They tell you what the hell is coming, and we signed the damn agreement. It's the way it is, folks. Here in what's left of America on this day in 2024. Thanks so much for joining us. God bless everybody. Keep up with what we do with our newsletter. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, upper right-hand corner, click on the link, put your email in, and you'll get a daily update of everything that we do. Goes out at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and it's a summary of the day's activities. It's a good way to stay abreast of things, at least as long as we're able to do it. Thanks for joining us. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. And I always ask you to get involved. People say, well, Dave, I could never do a show. Blah, blah, blah. Some of you could, but I understand. But you can share the shows you like. You can share important information. You can tell your neighbor. You can put it out electronically on social media. There's always a lot we can do. Listen, we can't go back to sleep or we'll end up like we did in 2020. I am so proud of America. We overcame tremendous odds to get the right guy. We did. And we should be proud of ourselves. We voted early, we voted in big numbers, and we overcame all the cheating. And I could be prouder of America. We're on the path to getting our country back, but we have significant obstacles. And everybody says the same thing. Hey, but we just need to keep working. It's like when you play a tough opponent in a sport, you just keep grinding and grinding and grinding and hope the breakthrough comes. And I believe the breakthrough will come. I really do. But I'm so proud to be an American because we awaken to what we're really about. We want the rule of law applied to everybody equally. We want people to have a fair chance in life. We are on the right path, but in this particular broadcast, I want to talk to you about how the left and, of course, the leftist media cult, how they're trying to block Trump's nominations. I understand why Trump is nominating the people he is. I completely get it, and I completely agree. And I hope that when I'm done explaining to you my perspective on this, that you'll say, yeah, I see that too. And then we need to take a collective action at the end. And it's really simplistic. All right, here we go. Sponsor, Noble Gold. Trump has taken on the Fed. I am shocked. I really didn't know that Donald Trump was going to try to come into office and take on the Fed head on, but he's even caught the attention of Ron Paul. Let me tell you, Ron Paul is one of the greatest Americans that's ever served in Congress. He wanted to end the Fed. He could have been president. They cheated him out of the nomination in the Republican Party. Oh, yeah, he was tremendous, tremendous. And I'm a huge Ron Paul friend. I'm a huge Ron Paul fan. And Trump is doing what Ron Paul's, and Ron Paul and he are talking. The Fed is horrible. It's a criminal cabal. They use our money for their purpose to enrich themselves and their cronies. And a dollar that used to be worth a dollar in 1913 with the birth of the Fed is now worth 3 cents. Gee, I wonder where the 97 cents go. I think you know the answer to that question. So listen, Ron Paul, but the Fed is desperate. And do you think they're going to really take care of banking if they're not there to enjoy the profits? I don't think so. I think they're very selfish people. I think they're very evil. And I don't think they give a darn about you. They don't give a darn about our country. And you need to take defensive action. And what I'm telling people is that if you have a retirement associated with a bank, get it the heck out and back it with gold or silver. Noble Gold can do that for you. And they've done it for years, and they're the best at doing it. And then your bank account. You got to operate in society. So you got to have a bank account. But should you keep all your eggs in one basket? No, that would be silly, especially in these volatile times. So what do? Precious metal diversification. There you go. There's your answer. Noble Gold can help you, and they can help you today. But be prepared to close your own deal because they're trained to facilitate, not close. I love Noble Gold. I truly do. I have never had more positive experience with anybody I've worked with, and I sleep good at night. You will too. Go to your phone after this presentation and call 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Tell them that Dave sent you. They all know who I am. I know who they are. They're tremendous, and they will protect your future. Okay, let's go through Trump's appointments. And I'm not going to hit every one, but I'm going to hit some of the major ones. And I want to talk to you about the obstacles that are there. And before we close, I'll tell you some of the things I think we can do collectively. The one that really jumps out at, well, there's so many. Listen, Donald Trump has surrounded himself with very brave and intelligent people that aren't afraid of a fight. And they're fighting for you. And I really mean that. I mean, they're fighting to help America. And they're scared of what the other side is, what they're planning, what they've tried to do. And this is how you get this diverse coalition of Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., go right down the line, Elon Musk. What an unlikely set of bedfellows these people are. And they're all aligned. Vivek. Great choice. Okay, but let's go through these. Let's start with RFK. Oh my gosh, he might have had a problem in his marriage. Oh, well, let's X him out. But while we're at it, why don't we X out half the country that gets divorced? And I wish that wasn't true. But that doesn't mean they're a bad person, doesn't mean they're not professional. Sometimes things just don't work. But the bottom line is RFK Jr. said he, this is so moving. It's so moving. And I told Dan Lyon this. He's a nutrition expert. And I told Dan this. He was really moved by the story. I said, I heard RFK tell the story. He goes, every day I prayed that I could make a difference in the health of our children, in the health of our people, that I could limit obesity and obesity-related illness. And I prayed every day, and God brought me Donald Trump. Who else would you want? But they're trying to block him. Why? Well, I have an interview up I did with Dan Lyons, and we talked about the history of big pharma and ag and how they don't really have your best interest at heart. And there's a lot of things in our diet we shouldn't have. Oh, you said, that sounds like RFK Jr., doesn't it? Just backing up a second here. Let's just talk about the Kennedy family just for a second. Bobby wanted us out of Vietnam, wanted to investigate his brother's assassination. And what did he get for his trouble for interfering in the military-industrial complex and the CIA? Killed him. John Kennedy wanted free of the Federal Reserve. Wasn't going to put us in Vietnam and kill people needlessly just so people could make money. He empowered people to respect people from other races. Civil rights movement started with John Kennedy. And how'd they respond? They killed him. Pray for Bobby Kennedy's safety because he's taking on big pharma and he's taking on big ag. And I don't mean your average farmer. I'm talking top level, Monsanto, and that whole crowd. He's being opposed because he wants to make America healthy again. These people make money by keeping you sick. And I'm finally glad someone in prominence can say this. And obviously, Donald Trump agrees with him, or he wouldn't be the nominee. But they're opposing him with everything they've got. Look at Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence. If you want to see the measure of a strong person, she's been in combat zones as an officer. She derailed Kamala Harris's first bid at a presidential run. She said this is how she ran her state when she was attorney general. Oh my gosh, she eviscerated her. It ended her run. I was opposed to Tulsi Gabbard when she dropped to the Democratic Party. I thought she was going to be a Trojan horse. I freely admit I was wrong. I'm glad she's on our side. I truly am. And yet, oh my gosh, she's a Samoan. Can't have that. I'm saying that facetiously. Please understand that. Oh, she's a Hindu. Can't have that. Wait a minute. Isn't there something in our Constitution about freedom of religion? Oh, her brand of Hinduism, it's a cult. It is. And should we judge you, globalists, by your lack of religion or your perverted religion or your child sex trafficking or your witchcraft and satanic behavior, cutting kids' genitals off? And you want to judge someone for a legitimate religion? It's not my religion, but we live in America where we're free to worship as we please. And if this is all you've got on her, you got nothing. You got nothing. Matt Gaetz faces the biggest uphill. He needs to be probably a recession appointment when Congress is in recess. It's slash and burn with the DOJ. They're saying droves of DOJ are going to quit. Thank goodness. That's the idea. I mean, just the threat of him coming could clean out the deep state. He takes no prisoners. Oh, he was charged with sexual assault one time. No, he wasn't. His dad was defrauded by a trafficker, child sex trafficker, and they're bootstrapping it to Matt Gaetz. There is nothing that came of anything. But of course, they got to say that because they got to have a reason to attack him. If he had been guilty of anything, would he be a lawyer? No, he'd be disbarred. Matt Gaetz will slash and burn. It'll be, to use a Civil War analogy, like Sherman going through Atlanta. It burned it to the ground. He will burn the FDA, the NIH, and the criminal CDC, and those bastards are responsible for millions of deaths with, you know what, the little right in the arm, right? No prisoners. There are people that need to go to jail. Anthony Fauci needs to be in prison. Bill Gates needs to be in prison. Matt Gaetz is the perfect guy, yet they're going to be met with unbelievable opposition. Now, I said I'd leave you with something to do. Call your reps, or should I say your senators? Call your two senators, leave a message, say, you may have gotten through this election. Congratulations. But if we don't get these people confirmed, if you stand in the way of the MAGA movement, the mandate from the people, then you're going to have a pretty short political career. Trump has done an excellent job of choosing people who are the right people for the right time in our chaotic history. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, geopolitical, unsolved history, mysteries of the mind. We're even looking at near death. I mean, the stories are compelling. And some of what I'm seeing parallels a little bit in the Bible. I wish the Bible told us more about what was coming after the fact. But it's compelling stories, interesting stuff we're going to do. And I think you'll enjoy it. Plus our geopolitical, second to none, where we typically interview experts. And then we don't leave you defenseless. We suggest things that you can do to make it better, unlike the disinfo people. And I'll tell you, the prospects of Trump's presidency and what he could accomplish if he goes unabated are phenomenal. We could have the terrific golden age of America, and it would be absolutely fantastic. But there are many obstacles. We've already covered a couple of the man-made ones here today. One is Biden's administration's trying to start World War III with Putin. And there's no question, it's serious. Number two, Bill Gates goes on late night TV and brags about another pandemic coming. And Fauci echoes the same thing, and so does Klaus Schwab. Now, those are two primary ways that they're going to basically prevent the transition of power. But there's a third that could happen, and it's much more devastating than the first two. And we can't blame the globalists for this. This is a naturally occurring, repeating problem with the earth itself. And this is the kind of topic, too. And I want to mention this. We're going to make this available to everybody. Normally, we'd put a show like this. It's called HIPS, Hiding in Plain Sight. We would put something like this on our subscription service at thecommonsenseshow.tv, dirt cheap. And we have exclusive content there. We also have a lot of our geopolitical stuff we store there as well, too. So you get the added bonus of one-stop shopping. But I wanted to share this one with everybody to show you the kind of thing that we'll cover there. Many times we do this with an expert guest, but this is something I know a fair amount about. And we're going to get into it right here on the Common Sense Show. We're brought to you by Noble Gold, and Noble Gold can save your retirement. They can save your bank account, and the bankers can take it. Dodd-Frank 2010, gold's appreciating like crazy. This is the right place to be. Now, what can they do with your retirement? Take it out of the bank. You own it. Back it with gold. And they can't touch it. The globalists will never get it. It's fantastic. And I have to give you a warning. There are no guarantees. And the Federal Trade Commission wants me to remind you of that. And past performance can't be construed with future expectation. They should give that warning that the banks are in bad shape and they can steal your money. So how do you get around all this and protect yourself, preserve your nest egg? All you got to do is go to DaveHodgesGold.com. That's DaveHodgesGold.com. And then you can look at the material, a little more detail, what I'm giving you here. And then you can call 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. We are overdue for a pole shift. And I'm not sure where biblical history starts. I know in the very Genesis 1, it's the creation of the universe. That is the beginning. But as you move forward, it's like we kind of move forward in time. In Genesis, and we start with the creation of earth, and there was the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, and here came Satan and his fallen angels. And Satan tempted Eve. But the Bible is pretty clear. We're headed for some dark days. But I think the phenomenon we're talking about here is older than Adam and Eve. I think there are pre-Adamic societies. Now, it's my opinion, and I don't find it to be in contrast with biblical scripture. If I did, I would not believe it. But I think it's something we should consider because the archaeological evidence for what I'm going to tell you is overwhelming, and there's a clear and present danger. And the present danger could be immediate, could be 100 years, could be 10 years, could be tomorrow. This is serious stuff. We are looking at weather phenomena right now that is causing a slight pole shift. The poles are shifting now 49 feet per year. Did you know that? They can't, you have to keep redrawing. We used to redo the GPS every 5 years and every year, and now it's basically every other week. And it's because we've got this massive shift going on, a pole shift. Now, the fake climate change people try to say, look at the melting ice cap, CO2, blah, blah, blah. And that's not it. It's the natural evolution of a planet going through a shift, and we're seeing the beginning, and true north has changed. That means old true north is experiencing more melting because of warmer temperatures, but new true north is cold and new glaciers are forming. It's that simple. It's not have anything to do with flying airplanes or driving your car to work. It's the biggest load of crap ever. It's all about taking your resources. It's all about taking your rights and controlling you completely. But there is an existential threat to humanity. Let's just talk about continents shifting. There's the slow drift notion. And you could look at a map and you could see South America and Africa. And it looks like, gee, they kind of look like they belonged together at one time. That's correct. They did. And over millions of years, they slowly separated. That's continental drift. But there's another form of continental shift that is dramatic and it's devastating and it's now accepted. And this really started to gain acceptance in 1988 when a woolly mammoth, a series of them, were found in Siberia. That's right, woolly mammoth, Siberia, and they were encased in ice. They were frozen instantly. And some of the food they were eating was still undigested in their stomach, which means what happened to them and moved them from one continent dramatically to another in a different climatic zone happened in under 15 or 20 minutes at the most because of the undigested vegetation. And what we have learned now from thermal imaging of the Earth from space, Earth penetrating tomography, Project HARP that can see 2 miles down into the Earth. They made that to look for tunnels originally, but now they're using it to analyze the phenomena I'm talking about. And what we are seeing is that the Earth is shifting. And the woolly mammoth discovery was proof that this has happened before. Besides the measurable shift of the North Pole, 49 feet a year now, and it's going to increase exponentially. The tsunami of 2004 produced a minute pole shift. Nothing that you should lose sleep over in 2005, but it is happening. And there are other major weather phenomena, like an earthquake in Chile, shifted the pole a little bit too. The Earth is undergoing some problems. And the more shifting that we get, this is really bad because you may have read we're entering into a period of high solar activity from the sun. Well, we're largely protected by our magnetosphere. But if the poles shift too much, the magnetosphere weakens. Cancer rates will skyrocket from these solar events. Mental illness will increase because there'll be chemical imbalances caused by this. You might literally say the whole world is going to go insane. Hey, look, I talk to people right now in the field of therapy, and I haven't done that work for quite some time, but they tell me that mental illness is off the charts, much bigger than what the government is admitting to. And they said we can just tell by the sheer volume and who's coming to us from service. They're getting a brand new type of set of clients. And that's because we're weakening the magnetosphere and we're not causing it. It's happening naturally. The Earth spins and eventually it turns, and north becomes south and south becomes north. Now, there comes a time when the ice caps are going to anchor the Earth. And as the pole shift happens, the Earth stops spinning. We're spinning at 1,037 miles an hour. That's how fast you're driving in a car. Can you imagine if the rotation of the Earth stopped and you're driving in a car down the highway? You would go from 70 miles an hour to 1,037 miles per hour. You would have massive earthquakes across the continents. And then you'd start to see continents shift, pulling apart, crashing together. Oh, and you'd have woolly mammoths going from tropical zones to Arctic zones. And you're saying, my gosh, this has happened before, hasn't it? Yeah, stay tuned. One part of the mantle, the crust, goes slowly in rotation. That's South America and Africa drifting apart. The second part is like being on roller skates. And that shift initiates that second shift to take place. And you get massive changes. Let me give you some details about what you might see. What you will see, if you're lucky, a 1,000-foot wall of water. Do you hear what I just said? 1,000-foot wall of water. Some people have said it's 10,000 feet. If it's 1,000 feet, like this guy who was a he claimed to have seen the future, David Michael Scallion. I usually dismiss things like this, but he was accurate in some of the things he said. And I thought, well, maybe he is seeing into the future. I don't know. I can't evaluate that. But he went on to say that we're going to have a 1300 wall of water resulting from a pole shift. And it's going to reach from the West Coast as far as Payson, Arizona. Goodbye, Phoenix. And it will be moving at breakneck speed. And it will gather debris of all types and just smash everything in its head. The loss of life is incredible. Some people say it's 10,000. So you'd have the same thing coming in from the East Coast. Europe would be totally underwater. Most of America would be underwater. And the ones who die early are fortunate. It's kind of like a nuclear explosion. Do you want to die now and instantly, or do you want to die in 2 weeks from leukemia? The analogy fits, but it's more than this. This has happened before. We have living proof of one. It was actually called Mu, MU, and it was a huge continent in the Pacific. It reached down to Easter Island all the way up to the Hawaiian Islands. And by the way, Easter Island's really interesting. You've seen those heads popping out of the sand. Well, below are the bodies. So the question is, did they build the bodies and then fill them in up to the head? Or did something happen and cover up to the head? I think it's the latter in Easter Island. And where'd the 15,000 people go that used to live there? That's interesting. It was one big landmass. And on the western side of that landmass approaching Japan, is called Yonaguni. It's an underwater city that has been discovered. And archaeologically, and what we look at, a lot of people in archaeology think it's linked to the so-called mythical continent of Yu that preceded the destruction of the mythical continent of Atlantis that Plato even talked about in his writings. So this has happened before. Some people think it's happened six times. The Hopis have a prophecy that says that we're in the fifth world, and this is the fifth and final world. Could this be what it means in the book of Revelation when it says if Jesus did not return for the second time, no flesh would be left alive? Doesn't say nuclear war would happen and Jesus saves us from that. Doesn't say Bill Gates' plandemic happens and Jesus saves us from that. It could be this. There was a video, I have it somewhere in my archives, and I'd have to really hunt. And it may not even be playable anymore because this was in 1997. The late Bill Pollack, who was my mentor in this business, invited myself and some astronauts and scientists and so forth to attend seminar. My topic they wanted me to talk about was what I had learned, from my father's revelations in his days of reverse engineering Nazi theoretical physics. I thought my topic compared to the others was way, 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 way down on that totem pole. I didn't think my topic was nearly as important as the stuff I heard. And this was discussed, and there was actually an NBC pilot show made with Charlton Heston narrating it. And the subject? A pole shift. And I'm thinking, my goodness gracious, could all these things relate? They talked about the mental illness, and then one day the break comes. Enough of a shift has happened. The ice caps anchor the land. The rotation of 1,000 miles an hour stops, and then all hell breaks loose. Most of the planet's destroyed. A few survivors in high mountainous regions, probably fairly close to the equator, and they start over in Stone Age conditions. Interesting. Do I think this is true? I think the likelihood is pretty darn good. Do I know what's going to happen in our lifetime? No, I don't. We are overdue according to the archaeological tables. We're way overdue. But it doesn't mean that the rest of us won't live out our natural lives. It'll happen a generation, 5 generations from now. But I'm saying we're in the danger zone where we're overdue and it could happen at any time. The globalists would get their wish. America'd be flattened, but so would the rest of the world. It's disturbing to hear this. It's supported a lot by the archaeological record. There was a good book written by a guy named Felix. Not by fire, but by ice. And he said that when these catastrophes happen, the temperature is going to drop dramatically. Now we have near new data. And actually, we see this in a book written by a guy named Hapgood. He's now deceased. And when this shift happens, the planet will be frozen in place. One side will be really hot, the other side will be freezing cold, but disaster will be happening on both sides. You'll either bake or you'll freeze. The freezing will take place very quickly. Aha, woolly mammoth, Africa to Siberia. Digestion frozen in its stomach for thousands of years. This is one of the dangers we face. Is there anything we can do about it? Well, you can pray. You can pray for an outcome that this is going to be down the road and me and mine and my kids and grandkids will never have to deal with it. Pray for that. Pray for divine intervention to stop it, although I don't think it's going to happen. This is the natural order of things. And other than that, move to the Himalayas if you can survive. It's pretty scary stuff. But I wanted to give you an example of the kind of thing that we'll explore in Hiding in Plain Sight. This evidence is readily available about pole shifts. Ask yourself, why isn't the mainstream media talking about it? Because if we paid attention to this, the I'll rob you blind climate change policies coming out of sustainable developmental goals, no one would pay attention to it. They want to know about the threat. They don't want to know about how they're going to be ripped off on some mythical science notion called climate change. Interesting times we live in. Thanks for joining us. Hey, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. This will be over there. It's an example of what we do, but also, this is something that you're eventually going to have to go and sign up for. And our TV show is working to produce more original content along these lines. Thank you so much for joining us.